help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Art Linkletter. He has been a radio and television icon for 65 years. His TV show House Party ran on CBS for 25 years, and his People Are Funny ran for 19 years. Wow. He's won 2 Emmys. He's been nominated for 4. He has 10 honorary doctorate degrees, but he says his favorite award is his Grandfather of the Year award. He's written 23 books, including Kids Say the Darndest Things, which is one of the top bestsellers in American publishing history. His recent bestseller is one of my favorites, Old Age is Not for Sissies. We're going to be right back with American Treasure, Mr. Art Linkletter.
Torrey Pines Gliderport invites you to experience world-famous coastal soaring. Our full-service facility will professionally handle all your paragliding and hang gliding needs. With an entire line of flight gear, reserve chutes, harnesses, helmets, and accessories, the Gliderport is your one-stop shop. We proudly offer a full line of flight experiences, including tandem flights, tours, and skill enhancement and instructor clinics. Torrey Pines Gliderport is the U.S. importer for Paratech, Independence, Advanced Paragliders, Crispy Flight Boots, Austria Alpina Carabiners, Fly Mike Flight Suits, and Center of Gravity Flightwear. The Torrey Pines Gliderport hosts world-class soaring for sailplanes, hang gliders, paragliders, and radio control gliders. We welcome you to drop by and enjoy the Cliffhanger Cafe and our panoramic ocean views.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. If you're coping with caregiving now or think it is just about to befall you, you just have to read my book so you don't needlessly go through all the pitfalls that I did. It's a tough subject, but I promise laughter out loud as you learn everything you ever wanted to know about elder care but were afraid to ask. After you learn how I solved the seemingly endless crisis, I include answers to the toughest caregiving questions, tons of resources, and an enlightening chapter by a renowned dementia specialist, A Physician's Guide to Treating Dementia, which makes Elder Rage valuable for everyone from the family to the physician. I am honored that Elder Rage has received 45 prestigious endorsements, including Hugh Downs, Regis Philbin, Dr. Dean Adele, Duke University, and Johns Hopkins Memory Clinic. For more information that may change your life, please log on to elderrage.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. And now we're going to speak with someone I am so honored to have on the program, because like so many of us, I grew up listening to him on the radio with my mom, and we would just giggle our heads off over the answers he got out of those little kids. His long list of accomplishments is truly amazing as an entertainer and a businessman, and he remains active and vital at 90 years young. I will be forever personally grateful to him because he took the time to help me, someone he had never met, by giving me a lovely quote of endorsement and encouragement for my book, Elder Rage. Welcome, Art.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi. Thank you again for your help with my book.
Oh, I'm so glad it's out and helping people.
Thanks. You know, I saw your recent interview on Larry King celebrating your 90th birthday.
Yes.
You look 60.
Well, I feel 50.
Oh, good for you.
You know, the correct question to ask somebody who looks older, really, is not how old are you, but how are you old?
Well, that's my next question. What is your secret? What we want to know.
The secret, of course, is good common sense in all of the health things that you know about, like not getting fat, not smoking, not losing too much sleep, getting an average of sleep, exercising regularly, watching your diet. Those are things that people know, but somehow they don't do it. And all you have to do is sit in an airport, as I do most of the time, and watch people waddle by.
How many hours of sleep do you get, Art?
I average 9.
You do 9, okay.
I never smoke, I don't drink, and I watch my attitude. Attitude is very, very important, and that means being curious, having a sense of humor, and having something to live for. And that's very, very important.
You know, I was so interested to watch your interview on there, and the sense of humor, I think, is, I really, really am behind you on that one.
Well, you have to laugh, or you're going to scream as you get older, because there are lots of things that happen to people. So I think that talking about health, matter of fact, some of the funniest things I've ever done with the kids has to do with just the things they think about health. For instance, I asked a child, what's the main thing about good health? He says, it's important to inhale deeply before you expire. Another little boy said, I said to him, do you know what first aid is? He says, it's your last chance to get well before the doctor gets there. One time, a little boy said to me, when I grow up, I'd like to either be a doctor or a taxidermist. I said, well, that's a strange mixture. Why? He says, well, if I can't cure you, I'll stuff you.
You got a million of them. These are great.
A little girl said she'd like to be an animal doctor, and I said, whoa. What would you do for a sick cow? She thought a minute, and she said, 4 pounds of Pepto-Bismol ought to do something. Now, of course, getting old is not necessarily being sick or senile or sexless, one of the great myths of getting old, because it's important that each person lives his own unique life, and you can't say old people are this or old people are that, because no longer does chronology determine whether you're old or not. It's whether you're living and whether you're enjoying life. And right now, there's about, I'd say there's about 70,000 people in the United States over 100.
Wow.
And by 2050, there will be 1 million.
Wow.
About 1 in 10,000 Americans has lived to be a century. And I've lived 90, which is about, I'm just guessing, 1 in about every 7,000.
Wow, way.
So, I'm a lucky guy, but then I have been careful, and I have lived a kind of a life, which means that the genes are important. The first 30 or 40 years they're born, they get you through a lot of things, but it's lifestyle after 40 or 50 that's more important than genes.
Did your family have a long life history?
That I'll never know, because I was abandoned as an orphan, as a baby, just freshly born.
Mm.
In a little town called Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. And they left me there, and I was adopted by the Linkletters. So when people ask me about my family, I say, well, I don't even know if I'm Chinese or Indian or what, but it looks like I'm a kind of an Irish Scandinavian type with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Right. Well, and what about exercise? How much
exercise
do you do?
Is very important. More important as you get older than when you're younger, really. And that doesn't mean violent, sweaty exercise that you see the people doing on so often on television. Older people, walking is a great exercise. Swimming is one of the best. Doing stretching in the morning is a very important thing. I roll out of bed every single morning, wherever I am, in a hotel or at home. Roll out of bed, so does my wife along her side of the bed. And on our hands and knees, we exercise our back by doing what we call a camel walk, which means the back goes up and down like a wave in motion.
Oh, yeah.
And it reflects all the little joints and things that are so often being worn down by improper posture or sitting too long or whatever we do, you know?
Wow, well, that's a good one, yeah.
Those are all important things. But there are so many other things. For instance, it's been proven by research, and I'm speaking now as past president of the Center on Aging at UCLA, where we've done all kinds of research on all kinds of people. If you're happily married, you have a better chance of living a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's certain, because that means you're going to have fewer stresses as you get older. And then, of course, there's such a thing as having a purpose in life. In other words, if it's a charity you're working for, or a church, or a religion, or taking care of children, or reading to the blind, or just participating in the life of the community, whatever you like, as long as there's something that you have a passion for.
Right.
And be around people.
Yep.
People who live alone are less apt to eat well. They're less apt to, certainly they don't have any mental stimulation from exercise. And I have a lot of, In the last 30 years, I have lectured thousands of times to every kind of organization on one of about three or four topics. One is successful aging. The other is for younger people in college, how to choose a goal in life and what success really is. And the third thing is I have been the chairman of the board of the John Douglas French Alzheimer Research Foundation, and I can tell you that this dreadful disease, which now sickens as many as 6 to 7 million people and will be 15 million if we don't get a cure for it in about 20 years.
Alzheimer's disease, yes.
We're doing a whole lot of things, and the people who are caregivers and the people who are worried about memory loss as they get older should know that we are approaching a cure, and we're certainly where we are now. We can postpone the more serious effects of Alzheimer's by such simple things as keeping your cholesterol levels lower with statin drugs. One of those is Lipitor, although I'm not here to sell drugs.
Right.
Another one is to have a good homocysteine with folic acid, about a milligram daily. Another is non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and those are like Motrix and other kinds of non-steroidal drugs. And those drugs, along with some vitamins, C and E, are enough to do a lot to help you avoid some of the more common early forms of Alzheimer's.
And you're so lucky because one out of every two by the age of 85 gets it. And so here you are at 90. You're beating the odds big time.
Yeah, 50% right now.
Yeah.
The third thing that I have been very interested in, and you'll be amazed to hear about this, but I am the spokesman for and honorary president of the American Leprosy Missions.
Really?
Now, if you worry about having leprosy here in this United States, you don't need to because we don't even have any anymore. It's actually been eliminated. But in the world, there are still millions of people who have this terrible disease.
Mm.
And the terrible thing about it is, and it goes back to the Bible, of course, where people are frightened to death of it, is that less than a week after starting treatment, they're no longer infectious, and they cannot pass the disease to others, and they get well, because the World Health Organization provides free drugs through a grant from a foundation in Switzerland, and the American Leprosy Missions, and working with Canada. Their problem, of course, is to find the people and recognize the early signs before it disfigures them.
Wow.
And get them to medical care, because in the jungles of India and Brazil and the Philippines, many people live far from any kind of medical care. They're separated from normal health services by wars and jungles and rivers and roadless terrain. And if their neighbors find out they have leprosy, they may even have to flee the village and hide their disease. And so that seems interesting, but the wonderful American leprosy people who have their headquarters down in South Carolina are really doing a whole lot to, stop this, because it can be cured now.
Isn't that something? You know, what brought to mind was the scene, of course, with Charlton Heston, who, of course, with his recent announcement with being diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm sure you know him.
Oh, yes, very well.
And
known him for years, and, of course, I've already written him a letter.
Me too.
Telling him that anything I can do through our John Douglas French Foundation, we will do to help, because the formation of amyloid beta plaques and tangles in the brain are what do it, and we know that, and it's just a matter of finding out how to lessen the growth and the effects of those plaques.
Well, I'm sure he's with the right doctors here in Los Angeles, and like you say, caught early on, we may get 4, 5, 6 years of early stage with him. So he's still going to be very active for a long time, and I think it's so sad that he had to get it, but if anybody as a celebrity to get it, it's going to bring the awareness is what I'm trying to say. People will now say, oh, you know, if we catch it early, so don't delay getting to your doctor. And when you find yourself asking the same question over and over, or your loved one says, you know, you just told me that story. You know, get down to Douglas French or over to UCLA to the Center on Age. I just had Dr. Gary Small on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And
well, I work with him all the time.
Yes, I know. And, you know, get to a center that can diagnose it early on because, as you say, there's things that can be done. It's not, you know, it's not that you're going to have to go so quickly through the disease. And maybe in 4 or 5 years we'll have something even better to help you.
I think every year is going to bring new things along because what has happened, you know, is that in 1912 when I was born, you could expect to live to be 76 or so. I mean, 46 or 7, and now it's 76 or 7.
Yes.
Imagine, most people don't realize who are alive today, they've been given 30 years of life that no other generation in the history of the world has had.
Isn't that something?
Of course, a lot of that is due, really, the figures. A great many of the scientific research figures show that we made huge advances in the cause of death among newborn babies.
Oh.
Back in those early days of 100 years ago, babies were born precariously. Women died in childbirth quite often, and infants often did.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have so many, many things. Look what they did with those twins just a few days
Isn't
ago.
Isn't that incredible?
Well, that wasn't even dreamed of
in
the early days. And it's as I go through the various clinical research laboratories all over the country as I lecture, My eyes are just wide open with the bright young people who are volunteering to join the work to help the old people. That's me.
You're still one of the young ones. You're just so vibrant. I'm just so happy for you to be so. You're going to make it way past 100, I bet you.
I hope so. There's no reason why I shouldn't, unless I'm hit by a truck. You know, after all, I live in Los Angeles, where
knock on wood, quick.
The world's most difficult arterial travel.
Yes.
And I drive my own car, of course.
Do you still drive, Art?
Oh, sure.
Good for
you.
So your eyes are still great.
And I surf.
What?
I surf and I ski.
Wow.
I ski at Vail and Aspen and Sun Valley and some other places. And
look at you.
So I do everything. I just do it in moderation. Instead of skiing from 9 to 5, I ski from 10 to 2. Instead of skiing a big heavy hills with big moguls, I ski steep hills that is groomed.
That's
instead
it.
Of 10-foot waves, I surf on 5-foot waves.
You give us all such hope that we can all go into our later years and be so active and healthy. I'm just, you know, I'm amazed by you.
Well,
you're such, you know.
With luck, it can happen to more and more people, and it is.
And you've loved your work. That's, I think, key, too. You've just loved what you do, and you're giving back because we're all going to leave all our material goods are going to be left behind. So you may as well give something that's going to benefit the world, and you have all of
us. Nice of you to say that.
Oh,
and, of
yes.
course, we ought to, as you mentioned in your book, talking about caregivers, we're going to have more and more caregivers as the aging process continues. And so families have to take the responsibility of knowing how to be a good caregiver.
Right.
And the actual abuse of older sick people is really a terrible thing.
That's right. Art, we're out of time. I was just such an honor to talk to you.
Finish with one quick joke.
Okay.
I asked the little boy why he wasn't happy, and he said, well, I'm not happy because my dog died. Well, I said, I can understand that, but I said, he'll be waiting for you up in heaven. And he looked up at me and he said, what would God want with a dead dog? Goodbye.
We love you. Bye, Art. This is Jacqueline Marcel. Please stay tuned. We're going to have some more wonderful guests for you back. And WSRadio.WS.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.WS.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Today I counted cracks in the driveway. I ate dirt.
I cleaned my ears.
I spun around in circles until I fell down.
I took 2 naps.
I had a staring contest with my dog. He blinked first.
Need more excitement in your life?
Today, I can't remember.
Then check out Legoland, where you can have a lot more than just fun. It's where kids get their hands on more things and wrap their minds around more things than in any other park. There are kid-powered rides and shows and coasters and more. So you can let today be like any other day.
I sat in a meeting with my mom.
Or you can make today special at Legoland. After all, isn't it time your kid walked out of a theme park with more than just a t-shirt?